Okay, so let's quick review of what we did. Again, I'm assuming. Okay, so basically, the basic idea we're talking about Kedushin. And the mitzvah is Lisa Isa B'Ksuva Kedushin. So that in order the Torah is set up, is that prior to Matan Torah, Kedushin, marriage, is essentially like an instinctual institution, which is a person, two people meet on the street, they fall in love, they want to get married, they agree to have this, sexual relationship, but not just sexual relationship, there's also like a social element. He brings her into his house, they live together as man and wife, and that's it, just so to speak, the natural course of the instincts. There's an instinctual institution called marriage, and that's what the institution was. And a guy would take a wife, and that was the way it would work. And if a person, let's say, would sleep with her, he'd be violating the husband's wife, right? It was his wife. And we said that in that idea, in that emotional relationship of marriage, there's an idea of exclusivity. Emotionally, there's an idea of exclusivity. That's my wife. Don't mess with my wife. There's an idea. Psychologically, a person, it's like a conquest or whatever psychological mechanisms are involved. But a person takes a wife for himself. And so to speak, if the husband would say, you know what, you could use my wife, borrow my wife, whatever, then there'd be nothing wrong with someone sleeping with her. The idea is just that they've agreed, they've set up a certain type of an agreement that they're married, and you'd be violating the Baal's control of his wife if you were to sleep with her. But that's all it is. It's purely like a social institution of people, which follows the instinctual, emotional patterns of people. But the Torah didn't want that. The Torah was Mekadesh. When the Torah gave the Torah, when Hashem gave the Torah, he was Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Ay Dechupa V'Kedushin. Okay, so that's the bracha of Kedushin. Which is that the Kedushin Yisrael is, first of all, that Al Ha'arayos, Yashon Al Ha'arayos, which means that he said that we can't have, our Biyah is restricted to certain people, or restricted away from certain people. And even within the people that it's permitted to, it's done in a certain context. It's not just you have an instinct to pursue that instinctual path and go and take her in your house and then live with her. But the Torah relegated Bia to the setup of marriage, and marriage itself, it gave an objectified idea to. It made it more than just like a convention, like an emotional convention that that they personally agree upon, but it set it up as an objectified institution, which is reflects a concept. And people live together as man and wife, they involve themselves, subordinate themselves to this process, the halachic process of Kedushin. And that, so to speak, that process imbues the Ishus with the Kedusha. It's Mekadesh the Ishus. Okay, and as the Kedusha means like a separation from the instincts. But Ishus is the proper Kedushin is Mekadesh the Ishus. Okay? The word Kedushin I'm using, the Kedushin, it doesn't mean Kedusha because of Kedushin Yisrael. Kedushin is because, at least that's Tosa, because she's Mikudasha, she's ushered everyone else. She's separated from everyone else. So the term Kedusha is used in two senses. But the idea is that marriage, Ishus, is taken from being instinctual, just purely instinctual thing, to one, it's an institution of Kedusha, which reflects the human being involving himself in the instincts under the supremacy of his mind, through the fact that you get married after you do Kedushin, and you involve yourself in this process called Kedushin. Now, what is the idea of the process of Kedushin? So the process of Kedushin is Kinyan. So what's Kinyan? And how is it? What's the idea in Kedushin? So he says the idea is that the idea of exclusivity, the exclusive relationship, is not just purely because the man wants it, but there's a philosophical value in a woman being only sleeping with her husband. That's for whatever different philosophical reasons, but you say it controls the taivas, it's not just rampant be all over the place, you say because of the family, it's in the context of building a family, whatever the case is, whatever ideas, but the idea is it's taking the agreement, that which is just like a social agreement, and has a social emotional value, marriage, it actually is of objective value. The idea is that she is designated to him and away from everybody else. And that's essentially what happens in the process of Kiddushin. It's a process which sets her up as being Arus. Arus means bound to him. And it can be Kudeshas, is a Kiddusha is like a separation from everybody else. Okay, so the process, it gives an objective value to that aspect of a marriage, that exclusivity. It underscores the objective value in that. And now, she is designated, she has an identity as an Esh Hazesh. She's Mekudeshas, she's Merasas. And if a person were to sleep with her, he wouldn't just be violating the husband's rights, but he would be violating the objective institution of an Esh Hazesh, of marriage. She is designated for a certain type of relationship, and now you're breaking down the philosophical idea of marriage. Okay, so the process of Kiddushin is before you get married, you don't just pursue your emotional institution of marriage, but marriage is of objective value. And there's the process of Kiddushin is before you involve yourself in it, you involve yourself in marriage, you set up a process which reflects the objective value in the thing, and now when you're involved in your emotions, it's under the supremacy of your mind, and it's under the platform of a kinyan, of Kiddushin. Now, what is the nature of the process? So we said the process the Torah chose to reflect this isn't just an arbitrary action, but it shows an action from a world which has a very similar construct, which is kinyan. Because in kinyan, when you buy something, you own something. You own a car, let's say. Now, when I own a car, there's a reality that I own the car. Now, I don't own a woman. A woman isn't a subject to being owned. She's a person. But an object I own. But when I own a car, the effect of my ownership of the car is that I could use it, and nobody else could use it. So in a woman, it's a similar idea. The designation of a woman is that she's arus, designated to you, and mekudasha, removed from everybody else. So the action which reflects those qualities of the marriage is that maisa kinyan. So it's a kinyan, but it doesn't have the underlying reality of kinyan. Because the reality of kinyan means you actually own the thing. But it's a kinyan shel isser. Which means it's the Maisa Kinyan which creates the effect in Isra Vahatar of Kinyan and Dinam Amas. Which is the effect of removing, designating to you and removing from everybody else. So the action is Kinyan, and therefore the form of how I do it models the world of Kinyan. That I express my, I use Har like I use Neved, so I use Har as an Esbiya, or I give Kasef as a form of Kinyan, or Shtar, a form of Kinyanim. So the action is borrowed from the world of Dinam Amas because that points to the ideas of exclusivity of in marriage, and that through doing that, and that's what says the achar kach tiel elisha. After you do that, then you're married. Okay, that was basic. I think that was basic idea. I mean, we can explain that. I was saying is, I think the way halachically this idea of kedusha is actually like a component. It's a halachic thing, which is evidenced first of all for why the Rambam start giving you this whole history. I mean, if it's not part of the halacha, I mean, the changeover from before the Torah to after modern Torah, I mean, you can do that in a lot of mitzvahs, but the idea is he's doing it here because in the kedusha of marriage, the kedusha imbued into a marriage, into an ishus, through doing kedushin, is a halachic reality, and therefore it's in the yad. And I was saying a proof that it's a halachic reality, another proof it's a halachic reality is that you simply can't marry someone who's an erva. One of the rayas. It doesn't work. If you give her money and say Harim Ekdeshesli, it doesn't, it's not chal. It just doesn't work. So if it's just a Kenyan, like you're buying her, so to speak, if you just look at it that way, it's a Kenyan, so why can't it be chal? But since the idea is that Kiddushin is Mekadesh, the Ishus, that's what Kiddushin does. Ishus is an institution which existed before Matan Torah. Ishus is a reality, and the idea is that you're mekadesh the Ishus through doing kinyan ve'achar kach tiel elisha. Only ve'achar kach tiel elisha means that the Ishus could only exist on this platform of Kedusha, which is reflected through kinyan, which reflects the objective value of the institution of Ishus. So in other words, that's mekadesh on which all the chubav kedushin. It's mekadesh us through being mekadesh our marriage, through mekadesh our sexual relationship. So in other words, it's halachically a mekadesh a marriage. Now therefore, if the kedushin with an erva, which is the antithesis of kedushas Yisrael, arayos. That's kedushanu al harayos. As part of the kedushas Yisrael, they were prushin and harayos. Separated from our rayos. So the institution of marriage is a mekadesh of the marriage. it's a tardive disaster. It's self-conscious. It's antithetical to the whole institution for it to be on someone who is the antithesis of Kedushin Yisrael, namely an erva, and therefore then it's simply not going to be chal, because that is what Kedushin is. Kedushin is the mekadesh of the marriage, and it's contradictory of arayos, because the whole Kedushin Yisrael is prushim and arayos. So Paul Rashi thinks that Kedushim to you is prushim and arayos, right? I think so. Right, that's on the pasuk. Right, on the pasuk. That's the Kedushas Yisrael. It's Prishim and Arayos. So you can't have. That's why in the bracha of Erisim we say, you see, in the bracha of Kedushin itself, Hashem Yisrael Mitzvah Tzivanu Al Harayos. Also, on the Sirusos Vehiti Loin Arsanasuos Loin Olay Dechupa VeKedushin. So you see that they go hand in hand. Oh, and that's why also the Rambam in the very first parak of Ishus, where he talks about Ishus, talks about the institution of Ishus, and then he talks about Arayos, because they go hand in hand. I mean, they're flip sides. The Kedushas Yisrael were moved from Arayos and were involved. That's the, in a negative, we're moved from Arayos, and the positive, even our marriage and our sexual relationship is based upon on Kedushas. Right. On a basic level, Halacha Daled, we didn't get into it, but Halacha Daled is basically saying is that not, the Torah did two things. It said, first of all, if you want to be involved in marriage, in the bia of Ishus, you have to do it in a... Most prior to Torah, there are two methods of bia. There's a bia of marriage, and there's a bia of znos. Okay, a bia of marriage means you bring her into your house and you live with her in a permanent way. And then there's a bia you just on the side of the road or whatever it was. It's just like you just live with her one night stand. Now, what the Torah did in Kedushas Yisrael, when it came along the Torah, it said first of all the bia of marriage it endorsed, but it relegated it to Kedushin. Under the framework of Kedushin, and the Bia of Znos, it asered. Okay, the Bia of Znos, it didn't give any. It gave a proper form to the Bia of Ishus, namely through Kedushin and Chuppah, but the Bia of, that's what it says, Mishnah, Natorah, Nasra HaKadesha. Right, Nasra HaKadesha. Okay, so that's what the Torah did. I mean, it took the two forms of prior to Manta, there were two forms. It answered one, and it gave the other one Kedusha. Okay, so that's all part of the Gishal. Part of the Gishal is how it took the institutions of Bia from before, you know, before and afterwards. But then it says, but then there are certain people who even Kedusha doesn't work on. Those are Arayas, because those are, that's part of the Gishal also, that we do, certain people we do Kedusha to, other people are totally Mavga from Kedusha and from the whole framework. They're Arayas. So, okay, so Daniela, the question was, it's interesting, I mean, the real thing is you read through the sugya, it's a sugya, I think, but you go to Rambam and Shumos, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, which is, because basically, here's what goes on. It's going on, what we're saying is that when you say that you're kone a woman, it doesn't mean in the same way as you're kone, let's say, an Eved, or you're kone a car, because in those cases, you actually own the Eved, or you actually own the car. And the effect of the ownership is that you could use it and no one else could. But there's a reality to the ownership. But in a woman's another person, you don't own her. It just means it has the effects of ownership. That's what kinyan means. It's a kinyan shel iser. It has the effects in terms of iser hater of it, namely that you're designated to you and removed from everybody else. So Daniel asks this question, because basically the halacha is that a woman, it says, it's the Yisraelis Shanises Lekoin, Tocho v'chuma, chazashak. So if you have a Kohen, could eat chuma, only Kohen could eat chuma, and their household, so to speak. Okay, we'll see what that means. But if when he gets married, and he gets nisuin, his wife is allowed to eat the chuma also. It says, but only nisuin. But v'din Torah, shetocho mishin is arsa. But v'din Torah, really, once it's erusin, she's allowed to eat the chuma. Sheharehi Kenyano, because she is his Kenyan. But Aval Shachacham Shetochal Shetikanes Lechupa Gezera Shematachol Chumala Viola Achehak Sheirosu Besavia. So it's a Gezera that she'll feed her over her father and her brothers. So they ask her. But Minat Torah, really, even though she has not yet, so to speak, moved into his house, right? She lives in her father's house. Let's say for a year after Kedushin. So Kedushin they did the Kenyan, but she's still living with her father. She's not in his house. Right, but still, why could she eat chuma? Because she's Kenyano, which sounds like because she's owned by him. Right? Sounds that way. And it's a pasuk. It's based on a pasuk. Give me a second. It says v'koin. It says v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. So isn't there a Kenyan? So why? So only say the same thing. And everybody else is a Kenyan kaspa. So altogether, it's a question. Why isn't it Kenyano? And there's no Kenyan. There's a Kenyan. The guy sells himself to be an Eved Ivri. So there's no Kenyan. So it's altogether a question. And go then anyways, I mean, I don't know this question. I mean, it's hard to say you own a woman. It's not true. I mean, you don't own her in terms of... they said, I forgot, someone said. It's a Gemara, by the way, this Ram. But like, you can't... There's certain things you just can't make her... I forget they had a specific example. But you can't make her... You don't get her money. It's only Darabanan that you're kona her earnings. Like, an Eved Kanani, you really kona his earnings. You own him. He's like your yacht. But a woman is not that way. It's just a Darabanan and Ksuba, part of Ksuba... That you kona what she konas, but she's her own person. She, you don't own her. So I mean, it's a good. It's kind of a question of what I'm saying, but it's just a question. It's not true. You know, it's factually not true. You know, so it must be that it means vis-a-vis the halachos of eating truma. This is a kinyano. That's considered. And that's all that's necessary. I mean, it has to be the answer. You know, based upon the what's necessary to allow her to eat truma. But so. You know, and we're not in that sugya, so I was kind of going to just abandon, you know. It's an interesting question, but it's not really our area. But then I thought of a possible answer. So we can leave this question off. It's in, if you want to look at it, it's Perek Vav Halacha Gemel in Hilchos Trumos. Okay, it's a good question, it's interesting. And you can look at the Pesukim also in the Din of Eved Ivri. There's the old Rashis. The Rashis and the Pesukim are pretty good, actually. Oh, yeah, there's a Rashi, by the way. He says, I forgot to tell you about that, but it says, and then he says, the wife of Kohen also eats from this pasuk. She'afi kinyan kaspo, because she's also kinyan kaspo. Okay, so it seems like she's the same as Neved Eved Kanani. But again, the question is, what about Neved Ivri? Why is Neved Ivri the same thing? Okay, what's the question? Is, what's the halacha by truma? What's necessary for someone to eat truma? What type of kinyan is necessary to render someone a kinyan of the Kohen and to allow him to eat truma? Such that a Neved Kanani and a woman work, but an Neved Ivri does not work. Okay, what's the commonality between the Neved Kanani and the woman? If anything, you'd think to classify the woman together with the Neved Ivri. You'd think, because an Neved Ivri you don't own. A Neved Ivri, by the way, it's like a work agreement. Like a worker for a long-term contract. Right? It's basically, it's a worker you're paying him. He's a regular person, regular Jew, and it's just your agreement. It's a long-term. I mean, they're halachas. You give him a shulchan or whatever. But essentially, it's an agreement to work for you. Okay, but it's a long-term contract. He that's his job. But Neved Kanani, you actually own. Neved Ivri, you don't actually own. He's just a regular person. He's a czar. That's the thing. Al czar lo yochavo, toshav koni saris, he's a czar. So you think a woman's also like that. A wife is also like that. And you could have argued that it means, oh, no, because she's part of your household. Something like that. I was thinking something like that. But it's not true, because they're talking about Kiddushin. We're not talking about Nisun. It's talking about once you do Kiddushin, which is a Kenyan, so she's still living within her father's house. So she's not part of your household. That's Nisun. This is Kiddushin. So just Kenyan Kaspa. Okay. So moving along. So that's so far what we've done is Kiddushin. But then I realized it's the bracha we say Mekadosh Amo Yisrael Ede Chupa V'Kiddushin, Ede Chupa V'Kiddushin, and even though it's a bracha on Kiddushin, you mention Chupa, and the Rambam also. Oh no, the Rambam doesn't say it here, but you see that the Kiddushin Yisrael is through Chupa and Kiddushin. The Yom Yom. Yeah. So the question is, so I thought, well, let's look into Chupa also. I mean, because you see that Kiddushin apparently has two steps. Apparently, not only did the Torah say before you do Ishus, you involve yourself in Kiddushin, but even the process of Nisuin itself, of taking her into your house, was made into having Kiddusha, was Mikudash, through this thing called Chuppah. And now we have to see what Chuppah is. It's not clear what Chuppah is. And it's a big Machlokes Rishonim. It's really not clear. So let's look at Perek Yud in Hilchos Ishus. Okay, that's what the Rambam discusses it. Okay, so it says like this: Harusa asur l'bailam idibrei selfim kolz mashi beis aviyah. So you have an arusa, even though she's designated to her husband, right? She's an arusa, she's bound to him. So really, min haden, really she should be mother to the husband. But midibrei selfim, they said when she's beis aviyah, they asur it. Okay, they're about an asur it. Whatever midibrei selfim means. The bal arusa is beis chalam of makanos makas mardus. Okay. We'll read in a second. But, so basically, saying it's also to sleep with a woman, with your arusa, when she's still living in her father's house. Okay, that's one question, is why. What's that answer? Okay. But, so up until what point? So when does she become mutter? So now this is how the Rambam is going to describe the process of Nisyon. Ad, so it sounds like three things here. Ad she yavi osa l'soch beso, brings her into his house. V'yis yachid ima, is yichud with her. V'yafri shanala. And he separates her to him, something like that. Afresh designates, separates. It's not clear. It's not clear what he does. What does that mean? What is he supposed to do?
She already has Kiddushin.
Right? She already has Kiddushin. And what does this mean? Like, what practically? Okay, bring her to my house, did that. Did Yichud with her, did that. Now, what do I have to do? For Shanala. What does that mean? Just not even Pshat. What's he supposed to do? Is that a third thing he has to do? How do you do that? How do you mafreshar? What do you say? Harayat mefresh? He doesn't tell you anything like that. So it's not clear what that means.
Is it from Buda?
But it's kind of all sort of parallels the Kodesh Matan Torah, but it's different, right? Something to keep in mind to compare it to what. I mean, it's different. It starts off with bringing her into your house, but then in the Kodesh Matan Torah you had bia with her. Here you're miyached with her.
Which still just had the before it was being able to be not.
It sounds similar, but there, you know, you don't go all the way, but it seems like it's somehow related. It's not totally different. And you have this v'yafrishanala, which is, again, isn't clear what he means. Okay, v'yichud zeh. Now he's just referring to the yichud. Originally it was three things, right? It was bring her to your house, the yichud, and then and afrishana. Now he's saying v'yichud zeh, and this yichud, hu hanikur knisa l'chopa. Okay, it's called bringing her into the covering. Right? I mean, chofa means covering, canopy, covering, I don't know. Covering, I guess, right? Chofa is like the cover. Okay? So first of all, that's a question. Why does he say v'yichud zeh? He should say these three steps. It's called kinesa l'chopa. Yichud alone doesn't do it. He has to bring her, for instance, sounds like that from here, you have to bring her into your house. You can't just bring her into anywhere. You can't just have yichud with her anywhere. That's why we're makbid, to have the baal, like, be kona the yichud room. It's like a Rebbe does that. I think it's a thing. People do. I don't think it's only Rebbe does it, but like you have him like a Kenyan on the Yichud room. But I mean, you could argue that that's not Beso. I mean, it's a question. I mean, it's a Chiddush that works altogether. I mean, it says Beso. I mean, you say, well, he has a Kenyan on it, so it's Beso. You could argue that, you know, but whatever. But that's at the very least, you know, that's what we do. But, so it's not just Yichud, though. I mean, you have to bring it to your house, and you have to be Ma'af for sure. So it's funny that Ram just says Yichud Zah. So who under the Knesset Chopa? So why is it called Knesset Chopa isn't clear exactly. What does the Chopa have to do with it? You want to call it Knesset Abayas or call it Yichud? I mean, what's wrong with you? Like, what's the deal?
It's not just the covering.
It's not just the covering. Right, and the whole thing is funny. I mean, why did it get that name? I understand there are Shitos. I forgot who. I still forgot who. Rimi Gash, maybe? Something like that. It's put down by the Beis Yosef. The Itur, I think. Itur holds that chuppa is what we call chuppa, covering. And then I understand the word, call it chuppa. Sounds like that's what chuppa is, chuppa. It's the chuppa, it's the canopy, the covering. But, I mean, most don't hold that way. I mean, I think that's what we, you know, whatever. Most, I mean, the Ram doesn't say that the Ran is different than, I mean, they're different. Usually a lot of sheet doesn't know what chuppa is. It's funny that it's called chuppa. I mean, that the term seems to point to that one. But it's not, I mean, Kuntur Ram doesn't do that. It doesn't do the covering. I mean, I guess the house has a roof. I guess his house probably has a covering. But, I mean, it's a funny name for the thing.
Where do we find that chuppah means covering?
The term chuppah, by the way, is used in Tanakh. Kechassan yatsim chupasa. Who kechassan yatsim chupasa? The son, right? Chupasa is like his, it seems like his house. I don't know. You have to figure out what it means. But, okay. That's part of the question here. I mean, it's this mysterious term. I mean, that's, I guess, we have to figure out. What's the term? It's a funny term. Well, who needs it altogether? So just like Kedushin had two names, this also has two names. So it's called Chopa, it's called Knisa L'Chopa, and it's called Nisuin. Okay? Nisuin is like, I guess they think, I think it says like lifting her up, or something like that. Like you're bringing her into your house, something to that effect. Okay? So we have to explain these names. Okay? And again, why it's just the Yichud. And let's say someone sleeps with his arusa for the purposes of nisuin after they already did kedushin. Mishiyara Bakana. Kana. Vinasis Nesua. Vayushal Chaldava. So when they do the Bihara is the beginning of Bia. When you do the beginning of Bia, then you're Konehar, which is funny altogether. It was Kone. Kone was Kedushin already. Funny little Lashon altogether. Vinasis Nesua, and she becomes Nesua. Viharehu Ishtal Chaldava. She's totally your wife vis-a-vis everything. That means vis-a-vis all the responsibilities of Ishos and sharing Ksos and Ona and all the halachos and all the halachos of husband and wife. Okay, so this is what, like, it sounds almost like another option. He told you, well, how do you get Dunisuin? He tells you what the process is. The process is you bring her into your house, you do Yichud, and you're mafresh her to you. Then do the Bia. But if you do Bia, then that also works. Somehow, right? That also works. So it's funny. I mean, he doesn't say there's two options. He doesn't present it. Either you do this or you have bia with her. He doesn't do that. Tells you what it is. And this is called chuppah and this is called nisuin. Now if you have bia with her, is that also called chuppah? Is that also called nisuin? It sounds like not. It sounds like, but somehow it just works. It's not clear why it works. I mean, you're not doing chuppah. You're not doing nisuin. You're just, right? But she becomes a nisua somehow. Okay, it's funny. That's problematic. I mean, this stuff is difficult. I mean, none of this is easy. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. Kivon shenichnasah ha'arusa l'chopa. Once she goes into the chopa, harizu mitaras lova ola b'chol eishi yartza. She allows to sleep with her whenever you want. V'harehi ishto gemur l'chol davar. And now she's really your wife. Totally. Sounds obvious. I mean, isn't that the whole idea? That's what chuppah presumably is, right? That's what, this is like an afterthought almost. Now all of a sudden, now she's mother. That is what chuppah is. Isn't that the process of making her your wife and being able to sleep with her? Of course she's your mother to sleep with her whenever you want. I mean, of course it means when she's mother and not she's not nida or whatever, right? So what's it telling you? What would I think? What would I have thought?
He doesn't.
It's true. Why didn't he say it before? It sounds like it's an afterthought. I mean, if you want to say it, so you should have said it by chuppah. Right, well, it does kind of say, because it also a love will be a shnia, the vesavia, ad sheyavila, you know? Mm-hmm. The thing is, that's when you'll add up with her again. So what? Now I'd have thought that I'll have a second bia, and then what? Then I have to do what for a third bia? What would I have thought here exactly? It seems to be implicit that it's also to have a second bia with her, and all subsequent bias until I do this process of chuppah. But once I do the process of chuppah, then it would seem to be mutter. So he's saying, but now he's adding in halacha bia is a new thing. That it's mutter to have bia with her whenever you want. Umisha tikanis l'chopa nikres nesua. Okay, she's again calling name calling again. Right, when she goes into the chopa, she's called a nesua after pisha lo nibala, even though she didn't have bia. Right, again, this is kind of already part of halacha aleph, it would seem. V'hu shetiya ruya labila. Only if she was fitting to have bia with her. Avalim haysanida. But if she was a nida, right? Afa, where you're not allowed to have bia with, you're not allowed to have yichud with your wife who's a nida prior to having bia with her. Afa pisha nichnasa l'chopa, even though you brought her into the chopa, vinis yachid ima, and you had yichud with her, presumably beser, right? Lo gamru hanisuin. The nisuin wasn't completed. And she's still like an arusa. Any questions here? Right. First of all, doesn't mean lo gamru hanisuin. It's not complete. It's a half of nisuin. And ke arusa. I mean, say there's nothing. You didn't do anything, right? That's what sounds like what he should be saying. Sounds somehow there's like a middle zone here, right? There's like a middle.
So what's the
problem? So now all of a sudden it's funny. He's adding in a new requirement here. That because it's in halacha aleph, it sounds like you just have to be. Bring it to your house, be miyachid with her, be mafresh her to you, and that's it. And then halacha beis, all of a sudden he's saying, oh yeah, by the way, I forgot one other thing. She has to be roi for bia. And if she's not roi for bia, it's not going to work. So, but shouldn't that have been part of halacha aleph? They want to say, like for instance, they say according to the Rambam, you need a chuppah haroi labia. That's the way they call it. It's not just, I'm sorry, yichud haroi labia. Yichud roi l'bia. I mean, it's not just yichud, but a yichud which is roi, which is appropriate to have bia.
Like a first stage of thing?
What? Yeah, right, I guess so. Like the first stage of bia, something like that. So,
First stage?
First stage of bia. It means like you don't actually have to have bia, you just have the yichud which is appropriate, the first step of bia, you know? So that's what he means by yichud. That's the way, the standard way of interpreting this thing, you know. That's why she has to be neither. She's neither. It's not the yichidro. It's just time we go into the room together. But it's not the first step of bia, something like that. But I mean, it's hard that the Ram doesn't have that in halacha aleph. Then, you know, isn't that difficult? Because if that's what yichud means, she should say bia yachid ima. I don't know how to say it exactly, but v'tiyarui lebi'la. You know, it sounds very like here. It's like, by the way, it's like an afterthought that if she's not really lebi'la, it doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't sound. He should have said something like that. And it's just funny how he brings this in after the fact. That this should be part of the very idea of what Yichud is. Okay, so there's another question. It sounds like Yichud Zeh went to Knesset L'Chopa in Halacha Aleph. So the Yichud is the Knesset L'Chopa. But here he says, Vinis Yachid. It sounds like two separate things. Correct. And also, what's what I'm talking about is asur have yichudah. You're not allowed to be miyachad with her. So that's what I'm telling you. If a guy's a rasha and he just does it anyways, then he's saying, is this not going to work? No, that's a fine. I mean, it sounds like that's what he's saying. But does Ram do things like that?
Or she becomes a need of
love. Another thing. Another halacha. Halacha vas. So it's halacha birchas chasanim, which is that when you do erusin, so you make these brachas. You do nisuin, you make these brachas. Okay, shav brachas basically. Okay, birchas chasanim. So look at halacha vav. It says, "Ma'aris yisho berach berachas chasanim." So if you do erusin to a woman, right? You do kedushin erusin, berach berachas chasanim, and you make these brachos, berachas chasanim, the shav brachos. V'lo nisyached ima veso, and you didn't do yichud. I die in arusai. She'en berachas chasanim osa nisuin elak nisa l'chopa. Okay, that the berachas chasanim can't create nisuin, only bringing her into the chopa. Funny how I mean, all right? I mean, you'd think somehow, he has to tell you, don't think that if you make the brachos, then somehow that's a marriage. It doesn't work that way. Okay. Iris v'kanas l'chopa, if you do erisin and you bring it to chopa, v'ol b'yarech v'yarech chasanem, ha'arez yu nesu'a gemura. It works. It's not ma'akev the nesu'an. Okay, v'chozer m'varech afil achar kamayam. And you could remake them even after many days. Because, I mean, during the whole shav brachos, I think it means. You see right away here that the brachos chasanem is very essential. I don't plan to do that sugya now, but I mean, you see, apparently Brachas Chasanim is not just Stam Bracha of Shavach. I mean, you see, the Havamin and the Rambam that would actually make you married, and even if it doesn't, it would prevent a marriage if you wouldn't make the Brachas. Right? Veloti Nase Nida, and this is where I'm getting to. Veloti Nase Nida Chetita. You shouldn't do Nisuin to Nida until she's Tar. Right? I guess that's right. But I guess it's Asr, isn't it? Asr? I mean, Yichud's Asr to Anida. To Anida when she's Anida. This is a Ram. I'll have to find the Ram. But
it's not.
So you shouldn't do Nisun with Anida until she's Tar. And you shouldn't make Berchus Hassanim also, I guess, you shouldn't until she's Tar.
You
recommend 22:1. Ram has like this. So then you'll find Chof Beis Aleph in Nisuri Bia. Also, it's yachid im erva min arayas. Okay, and the chasan shepres es donida kodesh shiavol. Also, it's yachid ima elhu yashem and yashem and anashem yashem and anashem. So you're not allowed. So again, if a person, the husband, his wife became a nida before they had bia, so it's also to have let's say get married, and then before they have bia, she becomes a nida. So this is nesrichud. Okay, after you have bia once, then she's mother. So you see, there's nesuichar. I mean, if you do nisuin before, same thing. If you do kedushin, now she's a nida. It's asar. You're not allowed to have yichar with her. Okay, so that was my question. Is he saying if you do it, then it doesn't work? It's asar. I mean, why is Ram even talking about it? A guy violates asar. But then he says like this. So you're not allowed to be married or do nisuin until she's tar. Let's say you do nisuin to a woman when she's a nida. Ubirech. And you make berachas chasanim, right? So what do you say? You make berachas chasanim when she's a nida.
You think you would go back because she didn't work?
Yeah, because you think there's no nisuin. Nisuin doesn't work, right? Nisuin doesn't work. She's an arusa adayin. You think it wouldn't work? So berachas chasanim, or there's nothing. He says, no, ain't a chozer mevarach. You don't have to do it again. Okay, you don't have to make the berachas again. So the berachas work. So I think that does endorse the reading of the Rambam when he says Lo Gamru Hanisuin. He doesn't mean nothing happened. He means something happened. The marriage isn't complete, but It's a little bit of marriage or something like that, which is obviously difficult. What does that mean? But when you see it worked enough, then when you made the brachos, which are berachos chasanim, which are brachos presumably on nisuin, there is somewhat of nisuin took place because the brachos on levatala, the brachos nisuin, you don't make them again. So somehow there's something funny going on here. This nisuin. And again, how could it be? If you tell me that the Ram holds it, that the chuppah is yichud aroy labiyah, so I mean, you're not doing it. You're simply not doing it. It's not aroy labiyah. So something's going on here. So by kedushin, the Ram says is that it's gemar biyah, where he goes all the way in. That's when his das is. He's only in the kaddish with gemar biyah. But by nisuin, apparently it's hara, the beginning of biyah. So the question is why? What's the difference? That's the question. Why is there a difference? Yeah, like the question I'm asking about that, it seems like it's asr. The Ram tells you if you have v'ichud, then it doesn't work. When the Gemara is lashon is when it has that type of thing. It's atu b'rashi askinon. Like we're talking about Rishayim. The Gemaras in general don't teach you halachas about what happens if a guy's a rasha, whether it works or not. You know, it's the funny kind of a halacha. The Ram is telling you what to do. What happens if he does it anyways, b'esar? I mean, I guess it's an interesting question, but just in general, it's just a funny type of a thing. It's giving me a whole set of halachas if a guy does it this way.